Did the audio capture that there was a motion to exit?
I think my battery already died, but I wrote it down. So, 28, regular, sorry, who made and seconded?
Michael and Alan.
David?
Yes.
Jan?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Susan?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Okay, do we need to reopen?
Oh, you can just resume the meeting.
Okay. No action will be taken at this point in time with that. Water and sewer, not here. Emergency services, any tri-county report?
Nothing to report.
Okay.
I have a fire report.
We do have a fire report.
Yeah.
I put that on everybody's. First, before we get to the fire report, we had two more enrollees into the fire that would like to be part of the fire department. Glenn Tidd and Aiden Tidd, they're both local residents, father and son. Actually, I didn't realize Aiden Tidd was old enough. Didn't you have to be 18 to be part of the fire department? I could be wrong.
He's probably 18.
As you think?
Yeah, I think he's Graham's age and.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he's a senior.
Chief Parks said he would like to add Glenn and Aiden to our department, both local residents, both he feels they'll be a benefit to our department. They both still need to pass their fire training, so this would be pending the passage of their fire training.
It was Glenn and Aiden.
So we would need a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, Jan? Second?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Michael?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Jan?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Susan?
Yes.
And that's pending training passage. All right. Now, fire report. For January 6th, we had 13 runs, 8 fire alarms, one accident with injuries, 1 trash fire, 1 structure, 2 trucks structure fires, 2 service calls, 2 EMS assists, 1 gas leak, and 1 with power lines down. Locations were 8 in the village, 2 in Oxford Tuscaroras, 1 in Oxford Coshocton, 1 in Salem, and 1 in Liberty Guernsey. We ended the year with 241 calls. We were able to handle all the calls ourselves. We did not have to turn any over. We were able to provide mutual aid to surrounding townships. He has that he would like to add 2 members. We did that tonight. A FEMA grant was sent in, working with Alex. What's Alex's last name?
Friedman.
Friedman on a couple of grants for training and SCBA bottles, and he's working on a more detailed year-end report. 241 calls. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. The nice thing too is with the addition of these two, if they pass, it'll put us at 26 firemen, which is outstanding. And it's really a nice mixture. You've got the old pros in there that are teaching them, and the younger ones coming up that we can hopefully keep as time goes by. And a lot of that goes out to those older guys talking to people and trying to encourage people to come out. On any given day or time, you don't know how many people are available. So the more you have in that group, the more we have. The last structure fire we had 8 that showed up. And that was good. That's a good bit. The fact that they've been able to take the calls on their own too, without having to have that mutual aid called in on it, is another credit to them for getting there and being able to help out. So hopefully that can continue. I really have no petitions or presentations. We had probably the quietest 3 weeks. Helps when you have that, the holidays in there too. That not a whole lot happened. Wednesday we have a retreat for the goals for next year. If you go in my office, you'll see the whiteboard is actually white. Everything's erased off it for another day or two. The department heads and safety council have to bring their goals to the table on Wednesday. We also, the bigger part of what we want to do on Wednesday is we have building by building emergency plans, action plans. But as a group overall, if we had a major disaster like the tornado in 55 or the flooding that West Lafayette had, we really don't have a process, so to speak, a plan. The police and the water department have emergency plans that they have. We're just going to try and bring them together with what we need as a whole. Because when those things happen, it's if you've got something in place, you can react a lot better than if not. So it's another thing. We're going to be down in Cambridge. It gets everybody out of here. If we do it here, you have constant interruptions. It's like trying to get anything else done. This way, we have that peace and quiet for one day, and we take them down. The last one we did at Sulphur, the reason we're doing it again was it went so well because we did it that way. So Lisa made the arrangements, and we'll go down, and we'll get a better lunch this time. Last time, lunch was not so good. So we'll move on from there. All right, new business. 01-2025, a resolution of the Tuscarora County, New Cumberstown Village of Ohio, supporting the commission, Ohio Commission for the United States Semi-Quincentennial. I'm not sure I could spell that if I had to. And what it is in 2026, America hits 250 years old. States are coming up with their own celebrations. We would like to be part of it. We're actually part of it already with Denison. Denison applied and got a grant for, I'm not sure how much money they got, but it's basically a train ride with the governor on it from Columbus to Denison. And they're going to come through New Cumberstown. We're going to try and have something. But just people standing and waving at the governor, I don't know. But we're going to try and do something to go coordinate with that. This also allows us, if we want to do something on our own, there are grants available we can apply for that way too. But I think it's a chance to be part of something special. It doesn't happen every so often. So, but the name is horrendous. Semi-quincentennial, 250 years. So basically we need to adopt it. That resolution in order to be part of this organization, America 250, and need a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, Alan. Second?
I'll second it.
All right, David.
Jay?
Yes.
Susan?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Jan?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
All right, the next is 02-2025. It's the resolution to transfer funds. This is our annual movement from the general fund to fund the police department.
And fire.
And the fire.
$620,000 to police and $100,000 to the fire, both from the general fund.
And I'll make that motion.
Okay,
transfer those funds.
Second?
Second.
All right, Jan.
Susan?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Jan?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
All right. Next on the list is our right-of-way agreement. It's been the same. I think we've had it for 5 or 6 years now. It's with Eric Sandine. He's the contractor. He basically takes care of the applications when a utility wants to do a project within the right-of-way, and we're the ones responsible for the right-of-way. We basically have permit applications and payments just like we do if Mark wants to put up a new garage. We've done that for a number of years. It varies how much we make with it. That money goes towards the machines that have to cut the grass and trim and all those things that we have to take care of all year long. So we have a big gas company project coming this year on, that would be the, say, northeastern side of town, from Church Street over to Main Street. So that's going to start. So he takes care of this for us. He's got a lot of legwork he has to do. He contacts the utility companies, make sure they fill things out the correct way. And again, this is the fifth year we've done it. So I need a motion to approve that contract.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Michael.
I'll second.
Okay, Susie.
David?
Yes.
Jang?
Yes.
Jan?
Yes.
Susan?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
All right. Next, we want to appoint Jim Friel as a member of the Zoning Board of Appeals. This is a renewal. I believe his term just basically was up, but he agreed to do another term for us.
That term would be ending December 31st of 29.
Okay.
This term we're appointing him to.
Okay. Need a motion?
So moved.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Michael?
Yes.
Jan?
Yeah.
Alan?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Susan?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
All right. Next thing is a discussion. There was an accident at the intersection of River and Main Street, where you make the right-hand turn without stopping. And the interesting thing, the woman who wrote the letter to us was the mother of the person involved in the accident. And there's some simple solutions to it. The main reason the accident happened was she was on Main Street Extension facing the downtown. Person was coming around the corner on River Street, making the right-hand turn. If you think about it, there's a sign below the stop sign that says right-hand turn, can keep moving, basically. But the stop sign over on Main Street Extension just says stop. And if you look over, what do you see? All you see a stop sign, the back of the stop sign, and the back of that sign back here. There's no sign below the one facing Main Street that says right-hand turns do not have to stop. Now, you've got several solutions. One, put a sign on that below that other stop sign. Make it a four-way stop. Because right now it's a three-way stop if you're not making the right-hand turn. It's a two-way stop if you are. What do you think?
Put a sign below the one on going on Main Street.
Two signs. You need one at the alley, too.
Yeah, one at the alley.
Coming out. I was thinking about it quite a bit this weekend and trying to find other examples and scenarios, and they've got signs that say, and in our case, it would say, you know, River Street traffic, River onto Main does not stop. I don't know how big a sign you can have, but that, to me, that would be the simplest solution.
Have we, when's the last time we had, I mean, there was one accident,
That's the only accident that I can recall at that intersection.
Well, I can see their point.
May I speak as one of the mature people and let the immature people at the table know that many of us rode around that block and around that block thousands of times in our time, and nobody ever had an accident there.
The accident happens with people who are not familiar with newcomers. Now, this was a girl who did not live here. And actually, the insurance company did not hold it against her. When the insurance company went and looked at it and saw the situation, they didn't blame them for doing it. We had to do a citation because there was an accident.
There was no citation. We just showed her a faulty accident.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what we're looking at. Mark,
Well, as somebody who started my private practice with Steyer Law Office on Main Street there and who had to use that road coming in, coming back from Coshocton some days, and also not originally being from the area, can I ask why it's set up that way? If anybody knows why there were two stops that everyone has to stop, but the one just keeps a continuous turn in the right? Because I remember first seeing that, and I saw the sign. I'm like, okay, I was turning right, so no big deal. But it immediately struck me, why is that?
I thought about this quite a bit, too. Why is that? And my experience with the Little League, when the ball games are going on, if those ball games let out, and you've got people coming down the alley between what used to be the Western Auto and, is it Hickman's office? If that's a four-way stop, when those ball fields let out, you're going to have people backing up on Main Street, and you're going to have them backing up on River all the way to Canal. Okay. It's going to cause a problem at Canal Street, I think, if that is a true four-way stop in certain times in the summer.
I think the way that we've got Neighbor Street set up and the fact they've got the direct line would be, that's a one-way alley back into the ballpark if you go straight. And yeah. Then the one-way out is coming out on the other end. We have to turn on Neighbor, so they're going to have to loop around anyway.
I've still seen those alleys being used when the ball games let out. I'm just thinking if there's a four-way stop, I come off a Neighbor onto Main Street Extension, and there's a four-way stop now, you've got a lot of traffic.
Yeah, I don't agree with a four-way stop there.
And Eureka, there's a lot of activity right there. I just think it's going to back up to Canal and cause an issue.
Yeah, we're just in a tough situation, and I think the signs on the other stop signs is probably the best. Because if we remove the turn, everybody that's lived in town for so long is just going to keep doing it anyway.
I don't know how many of you remember, we tried that at Bridge Street one time. We made it a four-way stop. We had more accidents because people weren't looking for that stop sign because they'd always driven through there than it were. So I think it comes down, we need to label it better.
If anything, take down the stop sign going down. I'm not sure why you stop on going left.
You have to stop if you're going to turn left.
Well, if you've got traffic coming down Main Street,
road off to the left, even if it's on a turn, you have to stop. You have to get right away to the person coming out.
I think the reason it was, and this is just, I'm just guessing.
You're saying we're
but
to stop
when that
river?
Was all put yeah. in place, it was the football field
confusion.
That was where the
it wasn't
where
that's
the right.
if I'm
is.
Making a left,
and there just wasn't that
alley.
Much traffic coming down this way and coming down this way. So to keep the traffic moving, they made it so that right-hand turn.
Because the band used to march from the high school to the football field, which was where the Little League fields are now.
Yes, yes. My elderly brain.
You're making you a laugh.
Yeah, you're going to let him forget that one, aren't you?
I think it should be minute at least.
I'm stopped here,
really
not realizing they over it without a stop.
Yeah.
All right, I think we're at a consensus that we need to add two signs.
Yeah.
Ofa, do you have what you believe are what those signs should say? Because that's the other part is we got to make sure.
Not what you want them to say.
Oh,
I don't
want to
make a four-way stop. I want to make signs. I think they need better signs.
I do not. Let me come up with something.
All right.
By the end of the week, and I'll let you know.
Yeah, send me an email or text me, and that way we can tell the sign maker, okay, we need two signs.
There's some other areas I think have some signs that I want to try to.
Okay.
So what exactly am I putting in the minutes? After discussion, we decided
to add signs to Main Street Extension, and actually it's River Street Extension. Coming back
the
other way.
Isn't that just West Main Street right there, not Main Street Extension?
No, because West Main Street actually starts at Bridge.
Main Street Extension.
Right, and we're all the way down there by River.
Right.
So.
And River Street.
So that's a 300
block West Main Street Extension.
River Street Extension saying what?
We don't know yet.
Language to be determined.
Language to be determined. Thank you.
TBD.
Other directions may not stop.
River to Maine does not stop.
To be determined.
Enter at your own risk.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on. All right. The next thing is another discussion. This is something that began with Chief Holland, and we've continued. Every year we get sent a jail contract. We have turned it down consecutive years. Chief, I'd like you to explain why.
So there's no benefit to us signing the jail contract. It doesn't offer us anything that we aren't already getting through state ordinance, state laws, and different opinions. The only thing it does do is it gives the, in my opinion, the sheriff's office a little more solidified backing if they want to charge for something that we cite under municipal code, which anybody we put in jail, we never cite under municipal code anyway. We always use state code. So there's opinion from the Ohio Attorney General stating that we're not required to do a contract. And so we've kind of just never signed it. It's just been continuing on because the county's sheriff's office is entitled to do the county jail and house the county prisoners, which is anybody charged under state code. So that's why we've always kind of just said, no, we're not going to do it. We're going to sign it because there's no need to. Everything's already in provision of law or that. So there's no real reason to sign the contract.
Okay, if we take a prisoner to the county, because we don't house our own now,
correct.
Is there a cost involved when we do that?
Only if I charge under municipal code. So like we operate under the basic code or we have the village codes, if I charge under that. But anything I charge under state code, we're not charged for it.
Okay.
And that's what anybody we take to the county jail, we charge under state code, unless an error is made. We have one error this year. Cost us $80.
Okay. Already this year? It's only
last year. I'm sorry. 2024.
It's like, wow, 6 days in.
Okay. All right. Do we need to not approve it? Do we need to vote, or do we just leave it?
I think you can just leave it. If I recall correctly, that's what we did last year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Is there anybody who believes we should? All right. I've got one other thing before we get to the committee assignments. I think I talked about this a little bit. We have several women that are talking about creating a program to spay and neuter cats, the feral cats that we have in the area. I asked them to find a different vet or agency that would do that at a better price than what they were getting here. It's costing them $100 to $125 for each cat if they do it here. And then right now they're spending their own money. They found one, it's called Alter Care. It's not the hospital or anything like that, but it charges $48, which is a little more reasonable. We did not appropriate any money for this in our budget as far as that goes, but we definitely have cat colonies that are a problem right now in several areas, and we get calls all the time. The trailer that burnt 2 weeks ago was one of those havens. It was a family living there that the mother loved watching kittens being born. And needless to say, they're not living there anymore, but now they're spread out to the rest of the neighborhood.
That was their major home under that training.
For that area, yes. Other cat colonies we have are out at the car wash by Taco Bell. And we have ladies that are religious about going out and feeding them. That's also where they've been catching them and paying for the neutering themselves to release them. I think it's something that we can put into place. I think it's kind of like We set an amount. When the money runs out, it's done. I checked. Dover is not doing it. I thought Dover was. Philly is doing it, and basically Philly has donated $800 towards the spade and neutering. I'm not asking for an answer again tonight, but I think it's something that we need to do. Granted, you're not killing them, but they're not reproducing anymore. They also try and find homes for these cats, too, when they can. That's my pitch at this point in time. Again, we'll go with what happens next. Does anybody have an opinion other than extermination? Okay.
Are you limiting it to one trapping agency, or are you keeping it open to any reputable trappers?
Well, I think we wait till we have a policy put into place to where we can look at that. And
okay.
These people that are their residents that are trying to do this, keep them involved and see what the other towns have done. I know the most of them don't have, the government doesn't have a policy with it. They just work with them. Let's see what they've done.
Most ordinances that I've worked on have just allowed the trappers to come in and work, but we're prohibiting people from sheltering and owning them, which is not something like what is
right.
The intention here. So, okay.
All right, last thing is I put you a copy of what the committees are at this time. The only major change, unless you guys have something different, is I asked Susie if she would be the president pro tem now. Get you off the hook, you've done it for enough. The reason I asked Susie is she's retired. If we had an emergency that, let's say it was the middle of the day, Lisa could call her, she could come down and take care of it as they roll me out with it, so to speak. But that's the reason that I selected her at that point in time. So does anybody want to move from any place they are? We could do some horse trading. Or is everybody fine with the way it is? Okay. All right, then. I need a motion to accept the committees as they have been.
I'll make the motion.
Need a second?
Second.
Okay, Jan. And a vote, we'll do Susie by herself.
Michael?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Jan?
Yes.
Susan?
Yes.
Okay.
So at the top of this page, it should say committee 2025.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is last year, that's why it says 24.
Okay.
All right, I need a motion to make Susie president pro tem.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Michael seconded.
Mm-hmm.
Jan?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Susan?
Yes.
The only other thing under old business where it says update on promotional video, this is a video that we're doing more for the industrial business side of things. I gave you a preliminary outline that environmental design has presented to us for you to look at. And we don't need to go through it. You can see that if you have questions. Just let me know. All right. Anybody want to schedule any committee meetings prior to the next board meeting? All right. Anybody have any other business?
I just have a question. Any update on, did the state cash our check for the fire equipment? Did we get any?
The state, the
$5,000. The $5,000 check that we sent to the receiver?
My understanding was he needed to get court approval as well, though. That's the only thing I haven't.
I haven't seen if the check was cashed, but.
No, I'm holding it. He told me to hold it.
Okay.
Until he got approval.
right?
Yeah.
Is that from the Attorney General's office?
Well, the court has to approve it as part of the receivership process, right? So, yeah, I hadn't gotten any update on that, but I can check the docket when I get home here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything from the audience? Mark?
Yeah, I have a statement. This statement is directly to the mayor, Pat Cable. I think that before he gets up and leaves, as I've been observing this, he needs to tie a shoe. And that's all I have to say. Yeah.
Actually, I'm just wondering how long has Mark been fixated on that and just couldn't let it go. Thank you.
I'm just trying to be helpful.
Yeah, it's both of them.
Don't let it trip. Well, a little humor doesn't hurt, right? It'd be worse.
Nah, it always helps.
Yeah.
Anything from the press? Diane?
Sorry, I need to see your text right away. I was eating a soup. Well, did you have action after your executive session?
No action was taken.
Okay. And can I get your list of the committees? They're the same from last year.
Yeah.
But I
just change it to present.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Clerk pro tem. Mm-hmm.